Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Scottish Suns Weekend Football Podcast in association with William Hill. I'm Roger Hannah. I'm joined today by my colleague Colin Duncan, Stephen Orr from William Hill, and we're all in a bit of a rush before Jim Training appears and kicks us out. Now, one guy we're not sure if whether he's going to leave of his own volition or not is the Scotland manager Gordon Strachan, a dismal 3-0 defeat to Slovakia in Trnava on Tuesday night, off the back of an equally dismal 1-1 home draw with Lithuania at Hampden on Saturday. Colin, you were at the first of those two games. How bad a week has it been for Scotland, and for Strachan in particular?
Well, it's been a desperate week for Scotland, and it's not been a too clever one for the manager either. You know, it's just another, seems to be another false dawn, Roger. You know, we build up hope that this is going to be the campaign where we finally get over the line, but on the evidence of the qualifying matches so far, I just don't see that happening. You know, they were desperately poor against a bang average Lithuania outfit. Just didn't create, were very lethargic. You know, there was just no inspiration there at all. Very, very similar story in Slovakia, where they're not at the races. But I mean, should we really be surprised? I mean, when was the last time Scotland actually played well under Gordon Strachan? I mean, do you have to go back to the Irish game at Parkhead when it was a rousing performance there? You know, this has just not happened. You know, we shouldn't be surprised. You know, we've been poor for the best part of 2 years now.
You know, Colin, I like a bit of positivity. I'm a glass half full kind of guy, but I think Stephen's about to give his odds a wee bit negative towards Scotland's chances of reaching Russia. What are the odds for his getting there, Stephen?
Well, we've priced him up to get to the World Cup in 2018 at 8-1. But I suppose probably more pertinent here than the flip side of your glass would be not to qualify. We've got them at odds on at 1-25. Which is extremely short. But in saying that, you know, to win Group F, we've got England obviously the favourites at 1-7, and Scotland are actually the second favourites still, with us at 7-1.
It does tend to be doom and gloom, particularly off the back of that Tuesday night performance. It's Wembley next. Is this an England team that would strike terror into your heart though, Colin?
No, not at all. Anything but. You know, England seem to be in as much trouble as we are, you know, in the terms of the style of football that they're trying to be. You know, get football stopped, you know, it's just virtually unwatchable, some of the stuff that England have served up, you know, in recent months, recent years. You know, that's the only saving grace, you know, that England are not miles and miles ahead of us. You know, they've certainly got better personnel and a vast more pool of players that they can select from, but you know, as a team, there's just something badly lacking there. So that gives Scotland hope when we go to Wembley next month. But you know, it's just we've got so little going for us. It still is, you know, even the most optimistic Tartan Army foot soldier, you know, to try and think that we can go to actual Wembley and get a result and you know, get us back in the mix to the qualifying.
There was our first competitive Scotland start in Trnava for Celtic left back Kieran Tierney on Tuesday night. He's back to domestic duties this weekend with his club. They're at home to Motherwell. They always beat Motherwell, and they always beat Motherwell by 5 or 6 or 7, Colin.
That's the way it's been in recent seasons. You know, Celtic have been, certainly under Brendan Rodgers, you know, they've been sweeping opposition aside with minimum of fuss. They came unstuck slightly in the Highlands when they drew 2-2 with Inverness recently, and that's only points have dropped domestically so far this season. But, you know, at home, you know, they've been playing some swashbuckling football. They've been easy on the eye, averaging almost 4 goals a game. You know, it's hard to see how Motherwell were going to stop the Celtic juggernaut at the weekend.
Now, Stephen, I'm amazed by how many markets you do in games like this, Celtic against Motherwell. When I go into the Hill shop down the road and I'm standing behind Joey Barton in the queue, I look at it and I think, you know, this plus one and plus two and plus three.
Yeah.
What kind of odds are you giving in Celtic to score a barrel load again? You know, they scored 5 in the League Cup against Motherwell. I think they hit 7 in the last day of last season in the league at Celtic Park.
Yep.
What kind of odds do you give for the game on Saturday afternoon?
Well, we've got Celtic priced up at 1-8 on, obviously, to win. You know, as you say, you know, the last two games, 5-0 and 7-0. What you usually get with these wins, punters looking at the markets, you're talking about the handicap markets. You've got Celtic -2 at 45, Celtic -3 at 2-1, or one that's quite popular at the moment is four or more goals in the game, and Celtic to win at 4-5. So you usually find the punters will, rather than the 1-8, it's not very attractive. So they'll start looking at these markets.
You like a flutter, Colin. Is there value in those prices, or the flip side of that, is there any chance of Motherwell doing anything at Celtic Park in Saturday?
No, I'd be very, very surprised. The price that stood out to me, Roger, is Celtic -3 at 2-1, given that they're scoring, you know, at least four goals a game this season. Moussa Dembele playing out his skin, scored again for the France under-21s. Lee Griffiths, if he gets on, he's got a very point to prove, given that Gordon Strachan didn't see fit to start him in either game over the weekend. Sinclair will be rested up after a good start to the season. James Forrest, who saw little action with Scotland, you know, is another guy who's playing out his skin at the moment. So, yeah, -3, 2-1 looks a cracking price to me.
Your interview column with the Celtic captain, Scott Brown, was in the paper yesterday. He speaks about the four of them, Dembele, Sinclair, Griffiths, Forrest. He says it's as dangerous a front line as he's known in his decade at Celtic Park. Would you agree with him?
Yeah, most certainly. I mean, he says he's been there for a long, long time and played with a lot of very good players. The fact that, you know, that he says this is the best front line that he's been involved with, you know, does speak volumes. But I mean, they've got goals from all over the pitch and from every angle, you know, right side, left side, through the middle. It's hard, you know, you can cut off the supply line to one of those players, but trying to cut off the supply line to all three or four sometimes when Brendan pushes more guys up top, it's very, very difficult.
In that interview as well, Colin, he was asked about Kenny Dalglish's comments last week that just give the title trophy to Celtic right now because effectively they won it. Scott Brown said, well, cheekily, I think he expected a challenge still to come from Aberdeen and Hearts. If Aberdeen are going to do anything, they have to win games like Ross County at home this Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, Aberdeen were slow into stride this season. I think, you know, a lot of people expected them to be Celtic's main challengers again this season. You know, they've chased them home in each of their last two campaigns. But, you know, they actually did well, you know, in the European games at the start of the season before going out. And then that seemed to have an effect, take a toll on them. They're just going to slip back into their shelf. And it's taken Derek and his players a couple of weeks to get going, but they seem back into full stride. You know, the good win at Dundee, albeit last minute, but you know, they had a win against Rangers when they didn't play particularly well, which is always a good sign of a team. So I think they'll start to, you'll see the best of Aberdeen from here on in. But yeah, I would expect them to win as well at the weekend.
I saw them win 4-0 at Kilmarnock, hugely impressive, one of their better performances of the season. Are they priced up as the closest challengers to Celtic? Are you following Kenny Dalglish, Stephen? Are you just closing the book in Celtic?
We're not closing the book as such, but yeah, definitely. The odds are, Celtic are well odds on to win the title. We're supposed to show you how what we're thinking of Celtic. They're actually 7-1 to remain undefeated in
for
the league.
For the whole league season?
For the whole league season. So I suppose that's sort of telling you what we feel like. Usually be a lot bigger than that for a team to remain unbeaten.
You can watch the goals from all the big SPFL games on the website at thescottishsun.co.uk/sport. Hearts too, if they're going to back off what Scott Brown's saying about them, if they're going to press and, you know, keep the title challenge going longer than they did last season, they're at home again this weekend, at home to Dundee, Colin. That's the kind of game they should be winning.
Yeah, they're good. They're a solid side at home, although I mean, I do think that Scott Brown's tongue was lodged firmly in his cheek when he failed to mention Rangers as possible title challengers. You know, he cheekily just said it'd be Aberdeen and Hearts. Only time will tell if he's going to be proved right, but I think Hearts, they just seem to lack a wee bit of consistency on the road. That's your worry for Hearts. I've been able to maintain a challenge throughout the course of a season. But at home, certainly, they don't lose many. Dundee struggling a bit this season, you know, just things haven't gone quite right for Paul Hartley. You know, it sounds very predictable to say, but yeah, you would expect another home in there for that one.
Just when you said about Dundee struggling, Neil, our Dundee United supporting producer, big grin in his face there. Always forgetting where his team are this season, Colin. But going back to us, we're touching Kieran Tierney playing for Scotland. The only other Premiership player who started for Scotland in Tarnava was Callum Patterson. He started all three of the Group F games for Scotland in this campaign, but after two disappointing results, disappointing performances like the Scotland team had, how does he return to Hearts? Is there a low ebb when he goes back to his club after a week like he's had?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, as somebody who's, you know, relatively new to the Scotland setup, you know, he hasn't been part of previous failures, so to speak. So I mean, this is a bit of a new experience. I'm sure it'll be a humbling one. You know, it's not what he'd expect. You know, get into these two games, we're hoping to take at least 4 points minimum, come back out with one. So it's going to be a test of his character to see how he reacts at the weekend for Hearts.
And you know, with the Hearts squad, one of the guys who has stood out is a guy who plays next to Patterson this season, John Souter. He's looking in his best run of form. He was in and out the United team before he moved to Hearts. He's finally getting a run this season. Is he one you can see following Patterson, Colin, into a Scotland squad in the future?
Well, there's been a few calls for John to be, you know, promoted and fast tracked into the Scotland setup just now. You know, very similar to, you know, the way John Stone was a couple of years ago in the England team. I'm not comparing that John Souter is anywhere near as good a player as John Stone's, but given a lack of quality central defenders in Scotland at the moment, then it would make sense to get him to be part of the squad, to get in around the squad, to show what it entails. This is what he's need, because, you know, you're looking out there, I don't see very many central defenders that could get into Gordon Strachan's team, and I think that is the weakest part of his squad. We all due respect to Grant Hanley, who's not playing any football. Russell Martin's been in and out of the team. You know, Gordon Greer, he's struggling Blackburn team. There's just not a lot of top quality central defenders out there.
Stephen, I'm sure even Hills didn't offer a price on John Souter, and John Stone's been mentioned in the same sense at any time this season. But looking at Saturday's games, do you give Ross County or Dundee any hope of shocking Aberdeen and Hearts?
Not really, in terms of the odds, especially the Hearts. I mean, I actually think, looking at the Coupon and Scottish football on Saturday, I think Hearts' price is probably a standout for me. 1-2 at home. Consider Dundee have not won since the first game of the season. You know, 7 games in a row, I think they've lost 4 and drawn 3. So, you know, for me, 1-2 Hearts is a great price. And Aberdeen are a very similar price, 11-20 in the two away teams. Ross County 5-1 and Dundee 11-2. So we've priced the two away matches up pretty similar in terms of the favourite and the away team.
Like SunSport on Facebook for all the Scottish football latest. The other Saturday afternoon games, again, you would think heavy favourites at home, St Johnstone, against a Kilmarnock team struggling now.
Yeah, that's the same. It's, funnily enough, it's exactly the same price as the Hearts Dundee games. 1-2 St Johnstone and 11-2 Kilmarnock, and 16-5 the draw. So again, yeah, we see a home victory there.
Colin, you've been down at Kilmarnock this week. They're in a wee bit of a ditch, to say the least. 10 goals conceded in their last two Premiership games, 6 at Celtic Park, 4 at home to Aberdeen in that game I mentioned earlier. What's the mood like down there, and how's Lee Clark bearing up?
I mean, the manager was honest enough to say that, you know, that those two heavy reverses have set his side backwards. You know, he said that confidence has taken a real hammering on the back of two results, which it would. He said it's probably a good thing that they had the break, you know, the international break when it came, a time to regroup, reassess. We've also got Miles Addison back, who was out for 6 weeks with an ankle injury there. So he, you know, he's a big presence at the heart of their defence. So he'll come back into the team this week. But on the flip side of that, they lost Greg Kilty for the rest of the season. He underwent a hamstring operation in London at the start of the week. You know, he's arguably been Kilty's best player. You know, he's been their most productive player, their most creative player. Now they're going to be without him. So, you know, I think everybody expected Kilmarnock to struggle, given, I think, he signed something like 17 new players. I mean, they've not induced an entire team, an entire squad, so it was obviously going to take time for these guys to bed in and for Kilmarnock to gel. But, you know, not so much the defeats, it's the manner of the defeats. You know, they just seem to get themselves back on track. They had a good draw with Rangers, went up to Dundee and drew well and competed well. You know, they seem to have tightened up, and then it was back to square one against Aberdeen, who put 4 past them, and Celtic, who put 6 past them. So, I mean, they've been languishing down that bottom bit of the table for 2 or 3 years now. Things don't seem to be getting any better at Rugby Park. I mean, and it could be another long, hard season for Lee Clark.
With those injuries to Greg Kilty and also Dean Hawkshaw, I think Lee Clark's squad's down to about 37 now, you know. But, you know, Chris Boyd, I've spoken to Chris Boyd, he has a column every Sunday, as you know, in the Sun on Sunday. He rates Greg Kilty as highly as any young player coming through in Scotland. You saw his creativity, Colin. We were down covering the Rangers draw down there on a Friday night a few weeks ago when Kilty created the goal for Boyd. As you say, that creativity, it would be missed in any team. We touched on Dundee, they're missing the creativity of Greg Stewart, who's gone on to Birmingham. Kilty will miss Kilty badly.
Yeah, definitely. He's also got pace. It's the pace and that ability to run at opposition players with the ball at his feet. There's not many players around like him. You know, he's a dying breed. You know, that the fact he's prepared to get the ball, be brave on it, commit players, take players on, and create space for the likes of Boyd and Koulibaly. I mean, I don't think they're actually struggling when it comes to scoring goals. I think Boyd's got 3 or 4, Koulibaly's got 3 or 4. They're amongst the top scorers. You know, when you look at the goal scoring lists, know, they're both in the top five or six when it comes to scoring goals. It's just at the other end, they just seem to be very, very weak, you know, in that defensive midfield area and defensively. You know, I don't think the manager knows his best permutations at the back, and I think that's leading to loads of confusion between them and the goalkeeper, and that's why they're shipping so many goals. But yeah, they will miss Kilty badly, and as Lee Clark said earlier this week, I mean, he is on the lookout for a like replacement, if he can pick up, you know, somebody in the free agent market, if that's going to be possible.
Well, more about Killy, seeing how poor they've been. They've lost all these goals in the last couple of games. They're still above Partick Thistle, who are bottom of the league, toiling since they beat Inverness in the opening day of the season. They're at home to Hamilton. Stephen, how do you price this up? Because I know we're only in the middle of October, but this looks like a relegation six-pointer.
Yeah, that's funny enough. We've got Partick favourites here, quite strong favourites, 11-10. And Hamilton at 13-5. So although obviously they're rock bottom, Partick, you know, and there's only 2 points there difference, we fancy Partick to get a home victory here.
And if they're going to get out of this little dip that they're in just now, Colin, a home game against Hamilton, surely that's tailor made for Alan Archibald and his team.
Yeah, it should be. I think one thing, and I mean, I quite like Thistle, and I think they will come good, you know, towards the end of the season. They had a very similar slow start last season, and I think that will stand them in good stead. You know, they, was it 10 games they went at the start of last season in the league, they went without winning before, I think, absolutely trouncing Dundee United, if my memory serves me correct. So they didn't panic. You know, there was no panic from the board, from the players, from the manager. They, you know, they kept telling them they were playing decent football and it would come right. And it was, and I think it's a similar story this season. You know, it just hasn't quite clicked. But I think they will get it right on the park, and I don't expect them to be hovering down the bottom of the league for much longer.
And I need to ask you, Colin, I'm wedged here between a bookie and Stephen, a punter and you. Partick Thistle were your tip for a dark horse for the top six. No wonder Mrs. Hannah doesn't let me bet.
No, but look, last season, I mean, I think last season they didn't win any of their first 10 and they missed out in the top six by 1 point. So I think they're still firmly on course, I think you'll find.
Keep bang up to date with Scottish football by following Sun Sport on Twitter. The Friday night game, the Premiership football starts again up in the Highlands, up in Inverness. Cally Thistle with Richie Foran, manager of the month, against a Rangers team who got a victory last time out against Partick. They're beginning to come out of that post Old Firm gloom that we're in, Colin. You're going up to the Highlands. What do you think will happen?
Well, I think, you know, even looking further ahead to the semi-final next week, I mean, every game's a must-win for Rangers and Celtic, but I think if Mark Warburton needs a real confidence booster ahead of the semi-final with Celtic on Sunday week, you know, they need to go up to the Highlands and put on a performance and put on a show, because they haven't done that yet this season. You know, even the games they've won against Motherwell and Thistle, you know, they're toiling, they're not putting teams away, they're dominating games with possession, playing some nice stuff, but there's no real finishing product, you know, in the final third. It's not going to be easy. Inverness have really picked up after a slow start. The only team to take points off Celtic this season. I don't think Rangers can expect a warm welcome when they go up there. So this is going to be a real test of Rangers' mettle. You know, it's going to be a time to roll the sleeves up, get really stuck in. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you know, Rangers, if they've got anything about them, you know, their battling qualities need to come to the fore in the Highlands and Friday night.
And Stephen, for Joey and others, what price are Rangers up there on Friday night?
We've got Rangers even money favourites, which might surprise a few people, but when it first came out on the internet with this price, it was there were actually 46. The Rangers have drifted because we've seen some money for Inverness, and that's probably more to do with Inverness's form than Rangers' poor form, because as you say, you know, Rangers have got a victory last time out. You know, if they start converting some of these chances, then you know, you can see even money being a good price. But you know, Inverness, as you say, you know, terrible start, but they're unbeaten in five, and in that period they've played three of the top four teams in the league as well, so that's even more impressive. Inverness have definitely picked up, so 13-5 Inverness, 5-2 the draw, and even money Rangers.
And since that Old Firm game, Colin, it looks as if Rangers have somehow tightened up at the back. It's not just Jim Traynor that can deal with unwelcome intruders around the place.
No, I mean, that's, you know, we're talking about, you know, Kilmarnock and, you know, they've been weak at the back. You know, that's where Rangers' biggest problems have been this season, you know, that central defensive area. They just haven't been able to get, you know, get the right partnership and seem to be caught out, you know, conceding silly goals, conceding a lot of goals from set pieces. So, yeah, I mean, they were much, much better against this, so that gave him a wee bit of encouragement heading up there. Because, I mean, Richie Foran's made no secret the fact that he's changed the style of Inverness's play. You know, under John Hughes, it was very tick-attacker, you know, a lot of pass and, you know, build-up, very slow. But, you know, Foran said, you know, we need to change that. He likes getting the balls wide. He likes getting balls forward as quickly as possible. So they're going to come under threat. You know, they're going to come under an aerial bombardment. Rangers will need to be ready for it, you know, on Friday.
Stephen, Colin, thanks very much. I think we're all looking forward to a return to domestic football this weekend, but not as much as Gordon Strachan is looking forward to it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.